What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with East Dia Zach and Brittany Christen, the Black Culture aficionado. Bye.
On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand.
I need the cash on Pronto, give up a lottery ticket. I get the bags at the bundle, full of the white like it's Iggy. $5 million cash or wide load, and we bout to get it. We're from the north of the sand, though. No name on my hitter.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah, soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Welcome to the show. How y'all doing today?
Hey guys, don't sleep. It's Nightmare Radio.
It is Nightmare Radio. We have a full show today, and we got some friends in the building.
Yes.
The infamous DJ Dave P.
Yeah. Dropped.
He finally showing his face. He got the merch on. He got the bucket hat.
He's got the bootleg tee.
He been shopping on the eShop and Drop store.
Have you been shopping on the eShop and Drop?
That's the question. The link in our bio.
Are you getting the merch?
Exactly.
Because we need you to get some. And then shout out to So Cam in the building.
What's up?
Music artist.
Absolutely. Hey, can I give a special shout out to my baby girl? She is 4 years old.
Shout out to Skylar.
Happy birthday to my baby precious girl.
Pre-K Skylar. On the way for the Virgos in the building. Pre-K. I wonder how y'all feel about that.
Pre-K is on the way.
Yeah.
That's right. We got
y'all
our
got
babies
pre-K
coming into school.
Welcome.
I have been a mother for a full 4 years now. And
how you feel?
Bitch, I'm doing a good job. Bitch, I'm doing a good job. Okay?
Period.
That's how I feel. Skylar counted me down in Spanish the other day, so good to go.
Uno, dos,
tres, cuatro, all the way to see it.
Skylar is way ahead of her time, okay? She doesn't act like a four-year-old.
Shout out to Big Skylar. Big Skylar in the building. And shout out to Worth a Million Private Club. I said that all slow. Worth Millions Private Club. David done came in and slid the merch in. Product placement is in the back. We'll get more into that in the male perspective. But let's get straight into the culture list.
Yes.
You could have been at any other podcast, but you clicked ours. We always say that. But it didn't really fit today, did it?
It really didn't. But it's okay. If this is your first time listening, you know what we do here. We are the number one source for culture information.
Period.
And we're going to give you that in the wins and the L's of this week on the culture list. So without further ado, we're going to hop right in this week. Congratulations to Felicia Rashad.
Right.
The mother of all mothers. Howard University announces that she will now be the new Dean of College of Arts. She's actually 72 years old, and she's going to take her role in this new role starting July 1st. Felicia Rashad is a famous alumna of the historic Hampton University class of 1970. Prior to this decision of her becoming the dean, she was also a guest speaker and an interim lecturer and an adjunct professor for numerous years at the university, as well as some other universities too. I didn't know that. But that's pretty cool. One of her famous students is the late Chadwick Boseman.
Wow.
Yeah, she had an opportunity.
That's very cool to know.
Never knew that.
Very
artistic. Full circle.
Can you imagine being in school and
Claire Huxtable is your teacher. Your
I will be turning my work in on time. But at 72 years old, baby, I'm going to be sitting down somewhere, not teaching nobody kids.
Well, that's why she's the dean. So she doesn't have to teach anymore.
She's just,
she's got an office
being very
position.
Prestigious.
Yes, that's very prestigious. So she'll be a great asset to the faculty and staff at Howard University. Congratulations, Queen. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. If I went to Howard, I'd be not. Hey, girl, can you be my advisor?
Girl, what I would be doing would be like, the Black Student Alliance needs a
advisor.
So can I present this to you, ma'am?
That part.
Okay.
Period. Legends of the Hidden Temple reboot is coming back for adults, and I appreciate
Nickelodeon. Can I be on the show?
I appreciate it because these little kids don't appreciate shit.
That's right.
They do not know about the old school Nickelodeon.
They don't.
That was back in the day when slime was like all
was real mighty. Slime. Yeah,
right, exactly.
And I would love to be slime right
about
too. Now.
I would too.
I think give me about 5 more months. I could do an obstacle course.
Hello, I was going to ask you all. Would you do it?
Let me get trained up.
This one is for adults. So yes, I'm gonna find out. We can get that in the show notes, or you can definitely tune in on our Instagram account. I'm gonna find out what we gotta do to audition, because I know all the 90s babies.
I think we will make it.
Yes, I think so too. That'd be a great team, the Nightmare Radio team.
Yeah, Nightmare Radio team.
Team, you know, they name them Team Barracuda. Yeah. And team. So everything is gonna be original, just like the original series. They're gonna be like the moat challenge, and then the stairs of knowledge, and of course the big talking tiki head with the dropping jaw.
Yeah, the tiki head. The tiki head for me.
Absolutely.
So shout out to them. Okay, so we talked about the NFL draft last week. I actually watched the first round because a lot of people from Bama were going to the league, because Bama is the league. Hello, Roll Tide. Anyway, when I was watching it,
she gonna try to speed past that.
Yeah, I just had to put that in there.
We not rolling with the tide.
We are off topic. Rolling with the tide. Period. but I was watching, and it was a family who's like a guy, you know, when you're doing the draft, your family's there, they jumping up and down. And when I saw it, I was like, he is African. You could tell by the facial features that they were an African family. And then I was like, look, his name is Jason Owe. Like, he's African. Then I was scrolling on Instagram and I found out that he is reclaiming his real name. Jason is not his real name.
Yes.
He said Jason is his middle name. I believe it is Odafe. All of the Nigerians, Africans out there,
Odafe.
Please don't come at me if I pronounce that wrong.
It's Odafe.
Odafe Owe. And I love that he is taking back his real government name.
Yes.
He's saying, y'all need to call me by my name. And I believe this is a common name, like a common African name, like a David or a Brandon or something like that in Africa. So normalize African names.
Yes, embrace it.
Absolutely. I think it's beautiful.
You know, the Shaquans in the world, are we normalizing them still?
You know, but the reason behind it, the reason why, once we figured out that we could name ourselves and things like that, that's the same reason why there's so many black kids named King, Messiah, or Queen, because we know the strength in our names, and since our names were stripped from us, black folks took pride in making their child's name the most unique and the most, you know, extravagant. And sometimes it came off a little like,
it'd be a little too much, you know.
I ain't think about it like that, so I let them rock on that.
I mean, the name holds power, so, you
know. Yeah, yeah. This is true.
Absolutely.
David, we finna put you on seat 4.
Exactly. All this
extra. Trying to be the peanut gallery.
Yeah, we need you on the mic.
We.
All right. Okay, so up next, it's a real quick one. We're gonna hit this one real quick, and we'll circle back around to J. Cole and the new list. The Basketball Africa League, the BAL, the inaugural season starts this Sunday. J. Cole is actually going to be playing on the first team, the Rwandan Patriots basketball team. First season. Did you know that he was a standout basketball star in high school?
I believe it. I
was going to say that I heard about this. I can't remember what radio station I was listening to, but they mentioned that this was always a dream of his.
Absolutely. He walked on at St. John's University, but he retired, you know, so he could put his effort into that music.
That's what's up. But just like J.I.D. Jig, you know.
Shout out to Destin.
He was going to be famous regardless. Just to let y'all know, he was a football star at the Stevenson High School.
Star-a.
You know what I'm saying? And he went off to Hampton to play football as
That's
well.
Right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, he was going to be a star regardless.
Y'all think J. Cole going to be like Master P?
He could be. He very well could be. And he's well on his way. We're going to get into the review of that album.
The Twitter people said that the Africans going to be outrunning.
But you know what? It's so cool that they're actually doing this. They about to put in the work, though. Sunday's game is against the Nigerian River Hoppers.
They probably are very fit and in shape. Okay.
Good to go.
Okay, be quiet before the game. That's how we fucked up. All right. Nicki Minaj new project.
Yes.
Okay, well, new but not so old project.
Right. Yes. I was about to say it's not. Well, it might be new to some.
Yes, definitely new to some. An amazing re-release. I'm here for Nicki. Okay, before Friday came and she re-released Scotty Beam Me Up, she posted a little nude on Instagram, and she had the Crocs on, and the internet went crazy. 4,900% increase in sales for the Crocs website.
Listen, that's real influence.
I mean, honestly, everybody had been wanting some Crocs low-key.
Yeah, that's been
like
the shoe.
Like, I want some Crocs.
Except
the
me,
unofficial
yeah.
shoe
wanna,
no, ma'am.
You don't
of the
put
quarantine. First of all, why are we trying to glamorize the shoes that we used to be joning on people for wearing the school.
We did get on Isonaga for them driver's ed shoes.
I'm like, not wearing
them.
Oh,
driver's ed,
y'all can leave them Crocs wet right where they at.
I used to have a pair of Crocs when I was working at Chili's in college. It's like a non-slip shoe. You know, and doctors and nurses wear them all the time.
But that was for your job. Right. These people have turned Crocs into a fashion statement.
I think they're kind of cute.
I'm not here
for
it.
She had them cute.
I want a matching pair for me and Skylar.
I want some for vacation.
Yeah, I think it's cute. Anyway, the site crashed. Nicki Minaj is truly an influencer. I mean, absolutely, it is the queen. Barb's is going to crash that shit.
But that's what's up. But the Beam Me Up Scotty mixtape was one of her first mixtapes that she dropped. Mm-hmm. She re-released it. That's when she was managed by Deb. She was real close with Gucci.
Yes.
I was so excited to hear Slumber Party, Itty Bitty Piggy, all the songs. Come on.
Right back, so many memories.
This is
right back,
Nicki with a bang, the big nose, and the pink underlay. Okay. Yes. This is Nicki
that
who had
is
a little
freshman
bit of,
year of college,
meat on her bones,
like,
Nicki. You know?
That's when chips was 25 cents each. I never, no cap. Me and David went to the store one day. He was like, bro, you see this? Chips 50 cents each now. Like, what the hell?
It
going
went
on?
Up. You can see it on the bag. Yeah,
50 right. cents? I thought they were still 4.40.
Nah, they like, yeah. They
yeah,
they
up there 79. I think it's 79.
That shit crazy.
Crazy. But yes, we've been rocking with Nicki for a long time. Let it not be known, because I know if y'all
no, we be on her ass. We be on her ass.
I just want to hold
we
my good sis accountable.
Ass. We are holding her accountable. However, we fuck with Itty Bitty Piggy Nicki.
Yes.
There's a difference. There is
yes.
the Queen Nicki and the Itty Bitty Piggy Nicki.
Yes.
We was with the Itty Bitty Piggy
in 2008, 2009.
In the gym. But yes. salute to her. I hope she's doing fine. Well. Yes. I hope she's doing well with her new baby.
She said, I did for mothers.
She's been saying she was a mother to these sons.
Period. She was a son before she actually birthed one. Or she had sons before she actually birthed one.
Period.
But yes, let's get into these L's, okay? Because it's a lot of people taking L's this week. And Baby Blue is one of them. So your boy done got caught with the PPP scams. Mm. And he's going down.
He's going okay. to jail.
You're going to jail.
It's Sir Perez here.
You're going to jail. Okay. So Baby Blue got arrested in October of 2020 during COVID relief. And that was originally when this was all brought up. So according to the official press release from the Department of Justice at the time, he and his friend were charged for allegedly participating in a scheme to file fraudulent loan applications seeking more than $24 million in forgivable payback protection program.
He didn't
loans.
Even just get 10 bands.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they say these are N-word traps.
If I can get it, I'm finna get it.
They okay. say they nigga traps.
He
PPP
said
is a nigga trap.
The Lord said that he could have all of the desires of his heart. So I guess he shot big, you know.
But $24 million.
You're going to jail. My guy said he's going to be the biggest artist and the biggest rapper when he get out.
So. Like Gucci.
Right. He said he's about to go
in
and get
rich. What kind of goals
rich.
And aspirations do y'all niggas really be having out
Listen.
Here? You get a PPP loan, not even 5 to 6, 8 months ago. Now you're going to jail and you're talking about you're going to be the big. How long he got?
I don't know.
I think he's
going to
get five.
They haven't given the duration or any specifics on that.
Well, I'm not, no shade, but he needs a lot of time to think. Mm. He was just
shot,
and raised in the lungs.
Your boy think that he done turned into this big time rapper because he done got shot. Now he going to jail.
So
I
he got all the marks on the list, but now he got to come back with a good album.
He was back in the club. Like they said, he was on life support. Now he was back in the club with the hookah. Dope baby.
Talk about passing
I
the hookah.
I want to give it to you. Dope baby.
Him. Anyway, keep it pushing.
He
keep
would
pushing.
Get the donkey. Did Charlamagne and them give him donkey today?
They should
so.
Have.
Well, I'm gonna give it to him for y'all, okay?
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker. You
y'all
dumb.
Have lost y'all damn minds. Did the pandemic not teach y'all something? Did the panoramic not teach y'all anything? Y'all went and y'all filled up y'all tank.
You so surprised about your cousins and your relatives in Atlanta.
And y'all done took all the damn gas from Kroger. Kroger
did
is
you see
not
the white lady?
Kroger
did
is you, not plugged in like that.
Did you see the white lady filling up a plastic bag?
Yes.
With,
people
with
were filling up trash bags, grocery bags.
I'm over
it's
y'all.
It's a gas demic now. But I'm pissed because guess what? My Kroger points is sitting there and y'all done took all the damn gas from Kroger. I could be using my points off.
You
but now
right.
I got to pay
Don't worry.
For
the price. Gas is coming back. Okay, so the short
the gas run, never left. But anyway.
Yeah, the gas
right,
really never left.
Right.
The cybersecurity hack, you know, just made a freeze on the
right.
On the, what is it called? The Colonial Pipeline. But it's all good. It's going to be back to normal.
Do everybody get their gas from the Colonial Pipeline? Because Quick Trip is having it.
Everybody Quick in the Southeast
on
for
Panola
the most part.
Is having
But
gas.
Can I give an honorable mention? Because I want to give a shout out to this the Shell gas station down 85 South. Y'all tripping as hell. Y'all had regular gas, and y'all was telling people they can only do $10 at a time.
Were they trying to preserve the damn gas?
I don't want to hear that shit. Them Arabs know what they was up in there doing.
They trying to preserve the gas so that when another cousin come up in there,
I'm just trying to figure out why don't y'all fill up the tank at the beginning of your week on a Sunday night or Monday morning. People was tripping like y'all supposed to. These are unwritten rules.
I saw a video.
Y'all know better than that. How else do you start your week off?
I saw a TikTok where a dude was like, he was like, y'all been riding on $5 this whole time.
Now y'all want to fill up.
Yeah.
What kind of evening? Anyway.
Pet peeve.
Do better. Do better. But gas prices have gone up. And Trump did mention that the gas prices was going up.
Every single time there's a new election, a newly elected president, the gas prices go up.
The only reason why gas prices went down anyway was because of COVID and nobody was driving nowhere.
That as well. But I definitely remember. Do y'all remember in 2000, when I first got to college?
Gas prices was high.
It
my
was like $4 a gallon. Yes.
I'm not even going to lie. Yes.
On the low
like,
end, $3.89.
We put that in our yearbook.
I wasn't paying attention to gas until I got a car.
Yeah. And it makes sense. But, you know, I remember when I first started driving in 2005, that was when gas was still like $1.09.
You just made yourself sound so old. When I started driving in 2005.
Damn, I am a little... Age.
We're about to put David out.
Right. David, we cannot hear you. Do you understand
out.
What this is going to sound like on the audio?
He's about to get back. David is about to get put out. All right, let's slide it to the political.
Wait. Before we go any further, make sure you click the link in our bio or go to eshopanddropstore.com to cop your Nightmare Radio Show merch. As you can see right now, I'm rocking the new Nightmare Radio Season 2 bootleg tee, and you can get yours too. eshopanddropstore.com or hit the link in our bio. Don't sleep. All right, welcome back, guys. We're going to hit a really quick political update for you all. First things first on the docket, the CDC announces that people who have been fully vaccinated are no longer required to wear masks inside. Evidence apparently states that two full doses of the vaccine is 95% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID infections. The virus cases are right now at their lowest since they've ever been in the entire pandemic since September 2020.
Wow.
And deaths are at the lowest point since last April.
That's good.
Y'all been rocking with us. Y'all know that I was hitting you with these facts every single episode. I was trying to drill it into you. Yeah. So... Monday, the FDA released permission for adolescents aged 12 to 15 to get the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine as well. So when they make that release available for younger children, are you going to allow your sons to get the vaccine?
Well, my family has been pushing me to get the vaccine.
Has your mom been vaccinated yet?
My mom is not getting vaccinated. She's not getting vaccinated.
Protect her at all
My costs. Other family is telling me, my other family has... began the vaccination process.
Okay.
And they are urging us to get vaccinated. So we're going to get vaccinated.
Okay. What about you?
If I become a zombie, then
I'll be a zombie before you. My whole crew. We
Nobody
all
Nobody in my household has been vaccinated, and we haven't even discussed it. So.
Getting the vaccine?
I don't know yet. My wife's been vaccinated, but that's a good question. She about to go to school.
That's so. Right.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's definitely something to think about. I encourage everybody to be safe.
My parents had two, major surgeries this year. So yeah.
I think it's just
make sure that we protect.
It's real, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely
their immune
real.
Systems it's because they're real. Both they both were immune compromised. So my entire household, matter of fact, all of my aunts, my older aunts, everyone has been vaccinated because we can't play.
Yeah. Like I don't. Even in my great aunts, I don't even know if my grandma or anybody has been vaccinated. Like, the only person that I know of that is close to me that was having a conversation about doing it was my dad. And it was just more so, like, work-related. Because my dad is a truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was saying that he was thinking about it, but I don't know if he actually made the decision to go and do it. But me, myself, personally, I'm just going to remain safe. I'm not getting vaccinated.
Well, to answer your question, if DeKalb County says your kids need to be vaccinated to go back to school, then their ass is getting vaccinated. So it just is what it is.
That's true. Speaking of DeKalb County and the school districts,
what?
this is transitioning into the next political update. This is actually for the Tennessee school system. They passed the House Bill 0580, which withholds government funding from schools who teach about systemic racism. Have y'all heard about this?
No.
Shout out, before we get into that, shout out to the Brandon Blackwood in systemic racism bag. We caught it on his last pre-order. I'm still waiting on mine, Brandon. I'm on your ass. I sent the email. Yes. I want my bags. But Brittany got hers. I don't know how I feel about this. They're already hiding history from us already, regardless. We already need to find the owners of McGraw-Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and for Pearson. That class, yeah, for those class action lawsuits. So they're just really setting us up for a bigger bag.
So this is really a hot topic, a hot take. If y'all haven't heard it from anywhere else, then I'm definitely going to make sure that y'all linked in. Keep your mind open to critical race theory, okay? Tennessee passed a law that prohibits curriculums from teaching the critical race theory, and that's the study of how race and racism affects people. That's actually like the act of acknowledging that racism and systemic racism exists, exemplifying the ways that it exists and how and what types of effects it's had on us. So could you imagine all of the history that we're living right now, like for our daughters, that are 4 years old.
To be, you know, they're
not even having a conversation
about it.
It don't matter. But you know what? We can't depend on the school system to teach our kids.
Absolutely,
I agree.
Not.
You got to still, you exactly. It starts at the crib. So we have to pick and choose our own battles here. And I also feel like if we want the representation in the school systems, we have to be willing to step up and be there.
So this we is gotta be accountable.
This is something that, and I don't know if I said this out loud in public at this point, but listen, as y'all know, Miss Hill is putting her retiree hat on. This is my last semester. It's official because I didn't put my notice in. So for those that are listening, if you ain't heard it by now, you heard it from me. That's what it is. This is my last year teaching. But listening that this type of legislation is happening in a state that's neighboring my state, this makes me want to make sure that though I'm exiting the classroom as a teacher, I stay activated and engaged and find a way to get involved at the local and the state level. Because I'd be damned if somebody makes a decision. I mean, I'm still going to teach my baby about this history.
That's
but I'd be damned if somebody else makes a choice to take that away from them. That's not
real community part. Community. That's community.
That's just real. You holding that title, you know?
That's right. Coach. Education continues.
That's you. Exactly. Because like you said, it starts at home. You said the teachers ain't going to do it. They ain't.
That is crazy.
Especially if the legislation go through, they definitely ain't gonna do it. They already don't want to come to school to work. So.
Right. Just to provide the alternate opinion, some conservatives believe that the youth will be indoctrinated to believe that all white people are inherently racist amid this recent surge of like publicized killings of black people.
But that's why you put a glossary in the back of that motherfucking book and you put the word ally, someone who stands in a gap.
Come on.
But I feel like...
What the hell? How hard is that?
We want to talk about being conservative, but if we're being honest, all of us have been indoctrinated. The education system is not set up to teach black people a goddamn thing.
Don't get me started.
Really, the education system, college and all of that, and even though I'm a huge advocate for HBCUs because I attended two of them, like, I think that, you know, for me personally, it wasn't really about the education. It was about the experience. But just going to school, going to college... The process of us going into these school systems is to brainwash us and for them to teach us what they want us to know and for us to forget about our own history. But we'll keep it pushing.
So you ain't learned nothing in Cholula class.
I'm not saying that I didn't learn
anything.
I didn't have him.
You ain't
had
the Cholula?
I didn't take Dr.
You should have took Dr. Cholula.
That pervert. No, I did not have him.
He's a skirt.
Dr. Cholula is a pervert.
Skirt.
That's a whole other conversation.
Allegedly.
That's a whole other
conversation.
It ain't no allegedly.
Yeah, that was
not
my good.
That was
Bob.
David. Ooh, that was a lie. Okay, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
No, we
I ain't
even
that. I would love
to continue that conversation.
We are bending the corner
here. We're gonna move to the next one.
Real sharp left.
All right.
Blinker on to Joe Biden cutting off these unemployment. And you know what? I'm proud of him. I'm proud of Kemp. I'm proud of all of them. Because you know why? Y'all need to take your asses to work. Put your kids to work. Put yourself to work. It's no reason why we pulling up to the Burger King to get my kids a snack. And we have to be turned away because nobody wants to go to work.
And I believe that there have been McDonald's franchises that have been offering $50
incentives
just to do fill out an application and complete an interview. But like, hey...
The cap made nothing on that, so they shouldn't have put that out.
It's a two-way street.
I was going to say, for me to play kind of devil's advocate.
It's just two-way street.
I feel like the reason why people don't want to get off of this unemployment because they feel like, you know, I'm making more money staying at home.
Yep.
Well,
Some people have liable reasoning. Like, some people are still living in quarantine for COVID. Mm-hmm. Some people still have other issues that they need to work out with childcare, you know.
A lot of those things are crutches.
So, I'm going to put in this perspective. Let's just say I was still working
at...
Let's just say I was still working at a fast food industry, you know what I'm saying, selling pieces or whatever, and, you know, this was going on or whatever, right? I was, you know, living off of that, you know, salary. Of course, inflation and stuff would change, but still, though, I still had my responsibility at one job. So if COVID was still going on, I would want my unemployment checks because, of course, I still got to serve people. I still got to touch the food. So that's why I said the two-way street is more than just not wanting to come to work. You know what I'm saying? I still got to, you know, prepare this food for you. I got to make serve 300
hazardous
people.
Pay.
But at the same time, you can't really say that because now this is where things get tricky. When you have, when the president puts things in place for things to get better, you can put your mask on and go to work, or you can get vaccinated and you won't have to worry about having to touch a million people and get germs. So.
I'm going to say this too. That's on, even on, you know, those places like Burger King, they do need to go ahead and raise that minimum wage. If I got to put my life on the line.
Joe Biden is advocating to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, by the way.
You got
to
raise it.
I mean, that's true as well, but also I feel like that this is a good market for high school students, college students to get out here and even get experience, because even after you graduate, you still got to have experience on your resume. If you ain't got no experience, then you can't get no job.
That's true.
Had you been working at... I went to Verizon Wireless to see by my phone. Y'all know it was two people working in there, and these are grown people.
Yeah.
Two people and seven people was waiting to talk to two people. I had to go because it wasn't nobody. It wasn't enough people in there to serve me. And then they had the now hiring sign on the door.
Oh, wow.
Everybody is hiring. This is the market for you to gain experience.
Everybody is hiring. Well, literally, I ordered a pizza the other day, and Domino's is giving out $1,000
incentives.
Yes, yeah. Incentives. Yeah. And McDonald's $1,000 up front.
And McDonald's wants somebody to move with a measly $50. Should be ashamed of yourself.
They gotta do that.
Okay, McDonald's got McDonald's money.
They gotta do that. Like, they need to stop. If I was working there, yeah, I need that.
I know that's right, though.
I need that. Like,
and you know.
You know what I'm saying? I would want that. Like, I'm just saying, especially if I ain't finna get vaccinated, you want me to come to work, serve 100 people every day? Nah, bro, I need 15-20, especially if people don't want to come to work. You got people, like you said, that's BSing, just want the unemployment.
That's right.
You got people that gotta go to work, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's a two-way street. Me and my boy was talking about that last night. Is some people gotta go to work as if you got a plan, you know what I'm saying? But
you get, but can we agree that some people are abusing the system?
Some people are. Some
everybody's.
People are. I will
it's
say
always
that. Some,
niggas
some
gonna nig.
Are,
yeah. And when I say that, I'm not necessarily saying us and our relatives, but
whatever.
It's somebody that's always
black,
gonna,
black people know it's niggas out here.
Well, people are gonna
see what they can do to get
people
over.
Period.
You know.
Yeah.
Because white folks do it too. Nepotism. Yeah, they just call period. It nepotism.
Yeah. People. Period. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna abuse it. We just, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more flashy, you know what I'm saying? But I will say this, you know, the younger generation, you know, I will say they're a little bit more smarter. No, they're not going to jump, you know, for McDonald's and Burger King. They're going to get on the social media influence.
Yeah, that's
yeah. But you got to start somewhere. Everybody can't be in social media. I mean, well, at this point, this is what's going to happen next. McDonald's going to give y'all a chance, and then they're going to put them kiosks in that bitch, and they're going to keep it moving.
See, right. See, it might be. I think it's so
Taco
crazy.
Bell got them. Yeah. I saw that when I was in Montgomery.
But we back shut down. You're not even going to want fast food. You feel me? So I'm definitely going to want $20-$30 an hour if you can't even come outside. You know what I'm saying? You can't come. I'm going to want $30 an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I'm going to want $40 an hour.
We progressing now. So.
I say another couple.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's get straight into the office.
And now I welcome you to pull up a seat and step into Omari's office with yours truly, oh so lovely.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back into the office. It's another lovely Saturday. We're going to get right into keeping the community connected. So I wanted to share something with everybody that I just learned. I came across this on Facebook. A friend of mine, or someone that I know from middle school, shared this on her story, or on her timeline rather. But this month is Apraxia Awareness Month. And apraxia is basically a speech disorder. It is an uncommon speech disorder in which children have difficulty making accurate movements when speaking. And in CAS, the brain struggles to develop plans for speech movement. With this disorder, basically it's like the muscles are weak, but they don't perform normally because the brain has difficulty directing or coordinating the movements. So I know that last week I talked about this month being Mental Health Awareness Month, but I also wanted to recognize this, being that I didn't even know that this disorder was a thing. And I know that myself, my nephew, he has struggled with his speech. So I just wanted to put this awareness out there. If you're interested in getting more information about this, you can visit www.aproxy-kids.org and then /awareness. And you could get some more information yourself if you would like to look into that. But we're going to keep it going, and let's get into Testing 20s, one of my favorites. So I came across a meme. It was on Neighborhood Talk on Instagram, and they reported that Yolanda Van Zandt said that the Bible should be applied to how we live as individuals. People are so afraid of going to hell, they don't live authentically on earth. So I just wanted to talk about this because definitely this is a testament for my 20s. Like, that is something that I feel like I struggle with, and I just wanted to present it to have a conversation to see, do you guys believe that this statement is true?
I think people are afraid to live, period.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know? Mm-hmm. People waste time. They are like, I said, the quote just came. I'm listening to music right down here, man. I heard a quote, but a lot of people really think they have time. Mm-hmm. Really don't, because we don't know.
It's mm-hmm. the biggest assumption and slap in the face.
Yeah.
That you could probably have, right? To assume that you can, that you have time to do it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or that you yeah. have time to do it tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm guilty of that.
We never
me too,
think.
Like I said, that's the realest thing ever. You got to be real with yourself about that.
And we never really consider those things, or you never really feel, or you never really think about how you're living, or if you're living authentically or living fully, until you're encountered with death.
But you know what? It's not, I don't know if it's a fear of, because now that I've sat and thought about it, it's not so much that I had, you know, a fear of living my life to the fullest because I had a fear of hell. Mm-hmm. It was more so a fear of living my life to the fullest because, to be honest, sometimes I have a fear of my own potential. Like, yeah. What if I actually do live up to what I got the nerve and the balls to think that I believe that I can do? Then I'm going to really have to work on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a scary.
That is accountability queen. I could commend you.
Yeah, that's real.
Because I didn't take on that own perspective myself as I was sitting on this and meditating on this topic. But I really just took it from the perspective of, I do feel like, you know, as a young woman, I'm 27 years old. Sometimes I do find myself struggling with, you know, when I'm making big decisions or just decisions in general. Like, number one, is this going to satisfy my parents? You know, what are they going to say? Mm. What type of judgments, you know, are they going to give me the I told you so type talk, you know, if I don't go with what they feel is the best decision? And then number two, you know, for me, I wouldn't necessarily declare myself as a Christian, but I do believe in God, and I do believe, you know, that Christ is my savior. But I more so think of myself as a spiritualist as I'm growing and developing in my life. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm afraid to go to hell per se, but, you know, I do consider, you know, certain things, because if I'm being honest, you know, like, I don't even know how to put it in words, but, you know, I'm not married, and I have premarital sex, and, you know, and I do things that is not necessarily right. I do things that is not necessarily the right way or by the book per se, but those are the thoughts and things that go through my mind. I wouldn't say that hell is something that I'm considering.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm not even gonna act like hell is something that I don't think about, because that is something that I absolutely think about. I was raised different, as y'all know, but church and that has been something that has been instilled in me for such a long time. And I know that, I guess my fear is that not having enough time to make up with my, you know where I'm going with it. Yeah. I don't want to leave here right now and then, God forbid, and I know we don't like to speak things into existence, yeah. But you know, if you, like they say at church, if you was to leave here right now, do you feel like you would walk into the gates? Mm. Based off of the life that you're living,
right?
I don't. Those are the types of things that I think of, that I do think about, but that doesn't have anything to me. That doesn't really correlate with that statement.
What she said. Yeah.
Because if I'm living my life authentically, then that means that I know I'm living my life the way I need to be living. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And I do. So I do believe, like, if God forbid, well, my biggest, I guess, fear would be, did I actually do the job, like,
yeah, did I live out my purpose?
Did I fulfill the purpose? Mm-hmm. I would hate to get to heaven and be like, dang, I really did have, that's really the portion, yeah, that you had for me, and I just strayed at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
that's my biggest, God, before I leave this earth, like, please, first off, I want to be used up.
Right.
You know, I literally want all of my talents to be, mm-hmm, to be used. And I really want to be able to say, hey, I did my purpose.
Yeah.
I did do what I came to do, what I was put on this earth to do.
Right. So now, since we kind of, because I feel like y'all, you know, we just always be in sync for real.
It's authentic.
Because y'all always set me up every time, like, for my questions. Y'all always, I can't think of the word, but that I'm trying to use. But anyway, have y'all ever felt that y'all had to subdue yourself for, like, to fit certain standards?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
To subdue myself?
Yeah.
Like, diminish my own light,
right?
Oh my gosh,
to fit certain standards.
I'm not diminishing nothing. I'm not diminishing anything.
You know, I'm definitely guilty of
that. Which can be good and bad. Like, sometimes you might need to tone it down. Sometimes you can't be out here doing all that. Sometimes I feel like it's a time and a place type of thing. Like, mm-hmm, you can't just be willy nilly with it.
Oh well, I was just gonna say, just like one other lesson. Sometimes you can't outshine the master, you know, just yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes, that's, you know, true. Some people have OGs, you know, just going on the street. You got to get the game from somebody. You know what I'm saying? So the most humblest thing to do is just show appreciation, you know what I'm saying? Or, like I say, the game is to be sold.
Not told.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to pass it on to someone, you know, most dear to me, you know, compared to somebody else. So that's why I say, yeah, you know, I just look at it like that.
It's so crazy, though, because I just really had, like, a reflection of a moment or a time where I had tried to, like, diminish, you know, mm-hmm, all of this excellence, you know what I'm saying, that this bubbling personality, just so that I wouldn't offend somebody else that wasn't, mm-hmm, even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't even worth it.
The, and you know what? I did do that last year a little bit. I mean, but I kind of had to, because when you dealing with ego and you dealing with a whole lot of different personality, you got to do that. I ain't trying to put you in a hot seat.
It's just
what it is. Yeah. Shit. Sometimes you can't. And then even for me this week, I had a phone call and it was just like, I kind of came off like, I ain't gonna say a bitch, but I was just trying to get to the point. Like, look, we not meeting about the meeting. Y'all know how I am. We are not meeting about the meeting. What are we talking about?
I am
not doing all that. So I had to really, like, step into myself. So it's a difference between, I feel like it's a difference between stepping into yourself and outshining the master.
And
like, you can
great...
step into yourself without outshining
exactly.
the master.
Exactly. You have to learn that.
Yeah.
You know, that I say be the most, or, you know, like, even going back to your last question, I think the best thing to do is to ask God to wake you up, or, you know, when I say wake you up, bring you to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, it's just like Groundhog's Day, or, you know, if y'all, a lot of times y'all be like, man, the same thing keep on happening.
Yes.
It's because you have to face fate. Mm-hmm. If you don't face it, you will never have a lesson.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You will never learn from that. You just gonna keep going through it, and it's gonna get worse every time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna intensify every time.
Yeah, every
and
time,
I think that
I get most of her.
I will admit that, you know, I'm still learning. I'm coming into myself, and I think that what Aisha was saying was a great point. Like, when you're stepping into yourself, you don't necessarily you don't have to subdue yourself to certain things once you step into the fullness of who you are. But what about when you're on the pathway to getting to that?
Yeah.
When, and you're, like what David said, you're learning these lessons. And
this is the best way to learn.
Yes,
you got to learn the lesson. See, once you learn the lesson, you can't keep relearning the lesson.
You have to be able to accept the lesson and then apply.
Yes. Right.
You learn it, you experience it, you accept it, you apply, you elevate.
I think, you know, like,
you're on the right track.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. You know, I feel like that every time that we come together, I'm continuously learning things from David. Always dropping knowledge, but I feel like David's like pops.
Somebody's like, daddy over here. Yeah, somebody's like granddaddy.
He always dropping knowledge. But I know that, you know, for you and Brittany and Aisha, I know that y'all probably don't think so, but y'all be teaching me a lot too. So, you know, I still got a few more years in my 20s, so I'm trying to soak up all of this knowledge and continue to grow, continue to elevate.
It's a beautiful thing to witness, girl. Keep it going, sis.
Thank you. But if we don't have anything else to say, then I can go ahead and close it out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for always visiting with me, as always, in Omari's office. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram. Keep up with your girl at @_ohsolovely_. As you can see, I'm partnering with Brighten Smiles. If you are a loved one are looking to brighten up your look, change up your smile, make sure that y'all hit the link in my Instagram. You get 25% off of this product. It's great. It's easy. You can use it anywhere. It's quick. And it works. It works. But as always, please stay grounded. Remember that you get what you need when you need it, and understand that when you're in your own lane, baby, that there is no traffic.
No traffic.
It's coming.
Tsunami. Introducing Tsunami Wave Surfers, handcrafted in Italy. Drop ship directly to your door. To get a pair, hit the link in the bio right now.
Tsunami.
Wave. Surf. Splat. Tsunami. Big drip. Wave. Italian leather and sway. Lead away.
Wave. Surf. Splat. Tsunami. Wave. Surf. Splat.
Tsunami.